Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Life is a gamble, on law. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice. We only live twice. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Holly Wade, Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, NFIB.com. We're talking about the NFIB's index of small business optimism, and the labor situation is good. On your of your 10 points, the labor responses that you got, those are up this time, weren't they? How are you there?
Employment front, there which is...
Go ahead.
Yes.
Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So on the employment front, there has been some improvement, which was great news. Plans to hire improved 3 points from last month. And, you know, it's still one of the biggest issues that they're having. So looking at single most important problem, that's the biggest issue. I believe it's a 17% saying that, you know, filling those positions is their single biggest
problem. And that was a problem before. That hasn't changed, has it?
Exactly. Well, it's a bit lower than it was, but it's still very high. And as, you know, we were talking about earlier, it's a bit disjointed. So, you know, there are those who are looking to hire to fill those positions. And then there are other sectors and a population of business owners who, after using some of these loan programs, still have, you know, still anticipate having to lay off employees.
Mm.
So, you know, there's still some adjusting going on as far as what industry you're in and how your local economy is responding to the health crisis. But, you know, right now in the third quarter, it's kind of evening out as far as adjusting. You know, since March, April, we've been, you know, it's been a very dynamic as far as business owners trying to figure out how to survive. Everybody was in survival mode, still are, but, you know, now they're, you know, the navigation part of it is a bit less stressful for some, which is good news.
Mm-hmm.
And looking to, again, hire some of those employees back that they had to lay off earlier.
Right. And of course, capital spending was down a little bit. That's not surprising, is it?
No, capital spending, you know, looking ahead, they're thinking that maybe they'll spend a bit more money, but still capital spending is really low. As far as they can save money and, you know, keep those dollars on hand, because, you know, the future is still pretty uncertain, they're looking to do that. You know, that's where we're seeing still regular borrowing levels are pretty low. And when we ask in our kind of COVID related surveys that we produce about every 2 or 3 weeks, still about half, a little less than half of small business owners anticipate needing additional financial support.
They've
run out of their PPP loan,
yep,
and they're looking to that economic injury disaster loan that,
mm-hmm,
that's facilitated through the SBA. But still, you know, even with these huge loan programs, you know, as we were talking about, there's still industries that are struggling and trying to make it and have kind of fixed expenses that are difficult to manage right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is the capital spending, that's good news for small business. You know, we can't really use that metric the same way we think of corporate America, because as you know, it's all about leverage. And for a long time, small business owners, like big companies, had to buy machines, had to buy capability, and install it inside their four walls to get the leverage. But now we can, with intellectual property, with digital technology, we can rent
little pieces of it, little incremental pieces that comes in over the internet. We can get leverage that way. We don't have to capitalize that capability. That's helping us, isn't it?
True. It definitely is. I mean, the speed of which technology is kind of filling in some of these disruptions and being disruptors themselves is helpful for many small businesses, mm-hmm. so they don't have to purchase these large capital expenditures they can do it more incrementally. So that is helpful. But, you know, new technology and at the rapid pace that they're being introduced into the market, they are disrupting. And, you know, it's taking a bit of time for some small businesses to incorporate those technologies into their business.
Well, and the big mover, though, it seems this week was sales. I was sorry to see how dour the responses were to sales. What do you think?
Yes. So, you know, looking forward, sales expectations are a bit better. Actually, they dropped 2 points from last month. But they're overall, over the last few months, they've improved significantly. And so business owners are seeing opportunities out there for increased sales. We know through some of these other surveys that they have been adjusting business operations and how they're selling their goods or services. And so kind of getting those adjustments incorporated into how they're running their business is finally, you know, starting to pay off and generating increased revenue for their business. You know, it all comes down to the bottom line of earnings, and we did see a 7-point jump in that, and that was good to see.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our friend Holly Wade with the NFIB. She's responsible for their NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. Tintail, stay with us.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.